A different sort of ethnic food fight is playing out in Gwinnett County, Georgia, just north of Atlanta. There, the number of immigrants has soared over the last decade. The county now has 140,000 foreign-born residents, and it's becoming a battleground for ethnic supermarket chains. The ethnic stores are moving in fast to cash in on the specialty market. From Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta, Susanna Capelluto reports.
Pickled squid, like soybean milk, and kimchi, spicy Korean cabbage, share the shelves with grits, pork rinds, and collard greens at the Super H Mart in Gwinnett County, just north of Atlanta. This brightly lit and stylish supermarket opened a few weeks ago and is a welcome addition to the area for shopper Jennifer Slaby.
I'm Korean, so I do look for certain Korean foods that my kids like to eat, and the produce is very fresh, and I think the prices are really good.
Everything in the aisles is labeled in English and Korean. The mix of American and Asian products, along with fresh fish and produce, appeals to a clientele that's like a mini United Nations. On this day, the exotic fruits and vegetables attract people who immigrated from Peru, Mexico, Russia, Pakistan, and Japan. Haitian immigrant Luce Nee lives nearby. She says she used to go to a neighboring county to shop for groceries.
We find everything, all the vegetables is available right here for us, and we like it. We don't have to go so far now. This is a very inconvenience for us.
Drawn by jobs and good schools, shoppers like these are plentiful in this affluent county. That's why H Mart came here. The Korean grocer is based in New York and has 22 stores around the country. With 66,000 square feet, this Super H Mart is their largest store yet, says manager John Lee.
We researched for a long time the populations of each nations, and this place is really good. They hunger, really hunger the shopping. So we decide, let's go to the south.
But H Mart wasn't the only one crunching the numbers. Three other Korean-owned supermarket chains have decided to fight for the dollars of Gwinnett's ethnic population. Washington, D.C.-based Grand Mart opened a store in the county last month. A grocer out of Maryland wants to open two stores in Gwinnett this year. And just 2 miles down the road from H Mart, workers are putting on the finishing touches to the Gwinnett International Farmers Market. Here, a Chicago-based Korean grocer is opening a store the size of two football fields. Its aisles will be divided 50-50 into Asian and Latin products. Store manager Charlie Young says he's ready to compete with H Mart.
H Mart is like a half size of mine, and then we have more variety, all of them.
According to statistics released by the University of Georgia last year, the combined Asian and Latino buying power in Gwinnett County is $3.7 billion. UGA economist Jeff Humphrey says those numbers could no longer be ignored.
Gwinnett County is kind of uniquely positioned in the state as having both the largest Hispanic market as well as the largest Asian consumer market. And that growth rate has been very fast in both markets. And I suspect that's why corporate America is targeting dollars into Gwinnett County.
Humphrey says the competition among ethnic grocers in the county is good news for consumers, and not only for the international clientele. Back at H Mart's fish counter, Georgia native Bruce Culpepper is picking out his dinner. He says H Mart has had an effect on other stores in the area.
I saw Super Walmart lower their prices considerably. And I didn't understand why, and then I found out this place was here, and I knew why then.
Economists say traditional supermarkets in Gwinnett County could see their market share drop as more ethnic chains move in and try to lure every shopper, regardless of national origin. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.